Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I'm having my four-day-a-week typical fight with the mic. Hey, I think I actually am going to win this fight for once. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights. I'm Brattle Honesty, and I'm having a whole lot of fun today at Jake's expense. I told him to fire it back at me if he wants during the commercial break, but not too often. It is my show, but he does a phenomenal job. All right, Matt Rhule is still talking. His press conferences are going longer this year. It's awesome that he takes the time with the media to chat the way he does. So if it is done in time for our last segment, I will give a reaction. If not, I'll be here tomorrow. So plenty of time. But we've also got a ton of college football to talk about today, the game of the day on Saturday. And I never got to this last week, so people can call me out and say there's no proof. But I didn't quite understand. Well, I understood. I just didn't agree with Alabama going to number one. If you'd watched the USF game, That game was a one-score game until 6 minutes to go, and then they pulled away. And I was like, all right, you got USF, and then obviously you do what you do to Georgia. I would have put them number two because Texas has – oh, my God. Why do I have to say this? Why? Because I have to give my honest opinion because that's what I do. Texas looks like the best team in the country. All right. I got it out without throwing up. Okay. I would have still kept Texas number one. Hope I didn't hurt anyone's ears when I said that. Jake's eyes got wide. But I digress. Alabama loses. They go down to Vandy. They go down to Vanderbilt. Did you see the clip of Nick Saban talking about the one place you don't lose in the SEC is Vanderbilt? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Vanderbilt played it after the game. It was great. Basically, I'll paraphrase. He talked about the one team you don't lose to is Vanderbilt. It's the easiest place to play. And every time they go there, there's way more Alabama fans than there is Vanderbilt fans in the stands. Now, I must admit, Vanderbilt... like a lot of people think that Vanderbilt is just like, you know, bow ties and calculators. That's all that's at Vanderbilt, Northwestern. Stanford's actually pretty decent at a lot of sports, but that's how I envision like a lot of the people at Duke that don't play basketball. Like, no, there's actually like Vanderbilt has built this team a little bit differently this year. It's crazy because this is the team that beat the number one team in the country. Do you know one of the teams they lost to? No Vanderbilt? Google again.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Georgia State.
Oof.
You lose to Georgia State and then you beat Alabama. I love college football. My oldest daughter, a lot of my kids will sit down and watch college football with me. My oldest daughter, not so much. Muy inteligente, loves volleyball and track. Tolerates. Last Saturday, it's in the morning, she goes, can we watch a movie? Like, she knows what I'm going to say. Can we watch a movie? Can we watch? Like, she lists like 15 things. And I look at her, she goes, and I don't say anything. She goes, I know, football. And she like walks away. But I told her after the Vanderbilt-Alabama game, I said, this is why I love college football. You never know what's going to happen. It's so unpredictable. Every team does not show up every Saturday with their A game. These are teenagers. And I know we've got like the I can't wait for the COVID 84th year senior rule to end. But we've got anywhere from like 17-year-olds and Ryan Williams at Alabama, but typically 18-year-olds to 22, maybe 23-year-olds. I think the average age of the college football player is 21. So they just started to be able to do other things in life, shall we say, on a Saturday night like Jake. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. I paused so you could. Oh, man. You got to watch more Rock. Rock came back at the WWE pay-per-view or live event. I don't know why they changed the name. I do. because you don't have to pay to view it anymore. You just have to download Peacock. But I digress. Came back. You got to watch more Rock, Stone Cold, and Cena promos. When he flips the crowd from crapping all over him, and by the end of the segment, they're cheering him. He did it time and time and time again. But I digress. College football is so much fun because it's the most unpredictable sport on planet Earth. You don't know what's going to happen. You could argue Major League Baseball because literally the worst team can beat the best team like two or three times in a season. What I would tell you is you know there's going to be losses between teams that are better losing to teams that are worse because the general rule of Major League Baseball is you're going to win the 30-year games, you're going to lose the 30-year games. Okay, it's that middle third. That's the difference between the teams at the top and the bottom. So the unpredictability of Major League Baseball is taken away by the predictability of you're going to lose to teams you shouldn't, you're going to beat teams you shouldn't. College football, you know it's going to happen, but you have no idea who, you have no idea when. Vanderbilt fans have been waiting since 1936 for this. Shout out to the bow ties and calculators that now hit people with football pads. I say that in jest. I've actually always kind of rooted for Vanderbilt. I felt like the whole SEC kind of looked down on him, so I've always kind of rooted for him. But here's some thoughts on Vanderbilt versus Alabama. Oh, final thought on what I said to my daughter. I said, I love it. You never know what's going to happen. It's so unpredictable. You can win a game 14-7, 7-6, or you can win a game 63-60. Like, or somewhere in between. You don't know what the score is going to be. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know which one of your favorite teams is actually going to show up. Like, they might be wearing the red and white, but which Nebraska team is going to show up today? No idea. That's part of the fun. The nauseam sometimes, but the fun as well. All right, number one, Alabama loses to 3-2 Vanderbilt. This was a Vanderbilt team that took, okay, until last Saturday, an undefeated number nine team in the country, Missouri, to overtime and did it on the road. This is a team that has played really well this year. High ceiling, low floor with Vanderbilt. Had an incredibly entertaining game. Vanderbilt has had only two SEC wins since 2019. They've only won two conference games in the past half a decade. Also, once again, this is Vanderbilt's first win over a top-ranked team ever. First time Vandy has scored more than 40 points versus a top five team. Scores 40-35, so technically 40 or more. Vanderbilt's, check this stat, Vanderbilt's last four games versus Alabama, they scored a combined 13 points. Combined.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Vanderbilt had lost 23 straight games to the Crimson Tide, dating back to 1984. Oh, wow. They hadn't beaten them since I was born. That's crazy. Vanderbilt was 0-60 all-time versus top five teams, dates back to 1936 when the Polar Era started. Alabama is now the fourth number one team to beat a number two ranked team, or number two ranked team to be like to win a top two matchup and then lose the very next week to an unranked team. Any final thoughts on that game? I could talk all day about it, but we got other games to get to.
Oh, just that Nick Saban would never. Nick Saban would never lose to Ben. So the pressure's already on Kalen DeBoer. You know it is.
So I was going to skip over, but the next thing I have written here is Nick Saban's rat poison. Okay. Because he talks about he hates it when people pump up his teams doing well. He'll literally get, like when he was coaching, he would rip into the media and he'd call it rat poison. Don't give us that rat poison. He doesn't like it when people feed into their own hype. And he talked about, at some point this week, I saw him on ESPN. Maybe it was College Game Day when I was fighting over the remote with my children. Sometimes I win. I just hold it really, really high. That's my secret. I hold it way above their heads. Eventually, that's not going to work, especially with my son who's supposed to be 6'8". But for now, I got the advantage. But Nick Saban calls it rat poison. When you're doing really, really well and people start to say really, really good things about you, and he'll say, don't eat that rat poison. All right. Unranked Arkansas took down number 4 Tennessee. Now, this is an Arkansas team that was 3-2 going into the weekend, but could have been 5-0. They almost beat A&M. Really, I don't know how they lost to Oklahoma State early on. They went to overtime in Stillwater. When people are like, you are what your record says you are, I don't agree. It depends on who you played. It depends on how the game's unfolded. At the end of the day, what matters the most is the wins and losses. Like Nebraska's 5-1. That's what matters the most. But it's not completely who you are. There's much more that goes into it. Arkansas was the team. People are flabbergasted that Tennessee lost this game. But if you'd watched Arkansas this year, they're a pretty good team. This was at home. Their fans were going nuts. Pig Suey all night long if you watch that game. Pig Suey! I don't know if I did that right. Jake just smirked at me.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
That didn't sound right.
I tried my best. Does that count?
Sure.
Arkansas takes down number four Tennessee, 19-14. Here's the thing with college football. Everybody's like, oh my God, 10-2 might get you in the playoff. 9-3, no way. The schedules are so much more difficult. You're going to play so many more ranked teams, so many high-ranked teams, and then you're going to play like an Arkansas team is supposed to be easy, right? No. That's a halfway decent team, and now all of a sudden you have a letdown, and they see number four coming in. They're playing their A game, and you're playing your C minus because you're saving your A game because you're a kid for when you play Bama if you're Tennessee on the third Saturday in October, or when you play whoever, Georgia eventually, Texas. I don't believe they play this year, but if you were going to, and then that's how you lose. There's going to be so many more losses next to high-ranked teams this year and teams in the top 10 and 12 in the college football playoff than there's ever been. You also get way more great matchups. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying don't be surprised if this happens a lot more. All right, not a headline grabber, but number 22, Louisville, loses to unranked SMU 34-27. Like, SMU's, like, good this year. Like, what? SMU has been a very good power group of five team for a while. They come into the ACC, and frankly, they got their butts whooped sideways by Boston College in the bowl game. I was like, oh, so this is what it's going to look like when you play an ACC team. No. They stomped a mud hole in Florida State 42-16 and walked it dry. Florida State is Florida State, but that should never happen. And then they come up and they beat a ranked Louisville team, number 22. Like, holy cow. Watch out for SMU. Number 25, Texas A&M absolutely destroys number 9, Missouri. Missouri is an example of you are not what your record says you are. If you had watched Missouri this year, again, Vanderbilt, much better than they've been, but they still lost to Georgia State. Comes in to Columbia, Missouri, and takes them to overtime. And in all honesty, Missouri really shouldn't have won that game. But they did. They had several close games this year. Like, I'll tell you right now, if Arkansas and Missouri played, I'd take Arkansas. They're 4-2. Missouri's 5-1. But if you watch these games, I would take Arkansas over Missouri. Not a lot of confidence points, but I'd take them. I'd put like a solid $5 down on them. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. Last two things here. Undefeated UNLV lost in overtime to Syracuse. UNLV has actually been playing better without their starting quarterback who quit on the season, but that's a topic we never talked about here, but we could get into it at another time. But they actually had wins over Power Four teams as well as being undefeated Kansas and Houston. All right, and Boise State running back Ashton Genty has already rushed for more than 1,000 yards this year and is on pace to break Barry Sanders' record. Just let that sit out in the universe for a bit. If he breaks that record, I mean, you got him, you got Travis Hunter. Those two guys have to be your two Heisman frontrunners right now. And if he breaks Barry's record and then Travis Hunter does what he's been doing, 130-plus snaps a game, basically two things that have never happened in college football before, it's going to be an interesting Heisman Trophy race. He's got to be one of your Heisman frontrunners right now. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're either going to talk more college football or react to Matt Rhule's press conference. Your guess is as good as mine. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back talking about something.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.